Broadcasting from the Gulag city of planet Earth, this is Cultural Baggage, the unvarnished truth about the drug war. My name is Dean Becker. Our engineer is Steve Nolan. I want to say a special howdy to those who have never heard us on a Thursday night. This is our one time to make our pledge goal. Please pick up the phone. Call us. 713-526-5738. KPFT Houston, our mothership needs tending. She needs your support. Call us, 713-526-5738. Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja, will join us in a few minutes to help with our fundraising. Opening the show was Us and Them playing Pigs on the Wing. We'll hear more from them later. It is still my contention that once we end the war on drugs, we begin to end the war of terror. The war of terror is nothing more than the war on drugs with afterburners. Osama bin Laden may have lit the fire of this war of terror, but it is George Bush and his minions that every day fan the flames with thousands of jet exhausts and helicopter blades. In that regard, it's a bit off topic from drug policy, but here's a quote from Hans Blix. Quote, "It is fascinating to see one be 100% certain of the presence of weapons of mass destruction, yet be 0% certain of their location." End quote. To me, it seemed quite ironic that the media chooses to ignore certain data and presents other data that no one really gives a damn about. But many times when I want to get to the heart of a story, I can't find it in any U.S. paper. It's not on TV or on any major media radio broadcasts. Here's a prime example. This from the Guardian newspaper out of Great Britain. The story is about New York, where it says a federal judge on Tuesday said he's quitting an unjust criminal justice system, fed up with Congress's quest to boost prison sentences and prevent judges from deciding how long someone is imprisoned. Quote, "Congress is mandating things simply because they want to show how tough they are on crime, with no sense of whether this makes sense or is meaningful." This from U.S. District Judge John S. Martin. The result, he said, is a slew of lengthy prison sentences for low-level drug dealers whose society failed at every step. Now, I think given the collusion between the national media and the politicians and the corporations in perpetuating this drug war, perhaps they're just a bit ashamed these days, but I think they need to pull their head out and do something to end this crazy-ass drug war. Well, if you listen every afternoon here on KPFT, at least Monday through Saturday, to the 420 drug war news, you know what's going on in the world of drug reform. And if you listen early in the morning on the After Hours show with Jimmy Carper, you hear it on Sunday as well. And here on Cultural Baggage, we do our best to bring you the unvarnished truth about the drug war. Our guests include judges, politicians, doctors, Nobel Prize winners, and of course, here in a little bit, people like our friend Ed Rosenthal, the author of more than a dozen books about marijuana, medical marijuana, growing marijuana, and staying out of jail for using marijuana. So the point I'm making is that you need to dig down, find some money, call 713-526-5738. Show them the cultural baggage in the 420 drug war news is important to you. We need your pledge. Here is a story from the corporate media. It's from the Daily Herald in Illinois. It seems that Brenda Cratoville of Beach Park, Illinois, took a felony conviction from Associate Judge John Phillips, clearing the way for her lawyers to go to the appellate court and argue that she uses marijuana for her health. In deciding to sentence her, the judge stated, quote, it is obvious that she is suffering, but the law in Illinois does not recognize that defense at this time. The posters and photographs on her wall show more of the cannabis lifestyle than a medical necessity, end quote. It seems that in another attempt to thwart free speech, the judge questioned the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes because in the defendant's house were posters celebrating the marijuana culture. Now, I've been told that having musical guests on a pledge show is just not a good idea. But here in a bit, we're going to bring on us and them to play us some more fine Pink Floyd anti-war song. So here's hoping that you'll prove those other folks wrong. Call us, 713-526-5738. The mothership needs tending. Pacifica, KPFT, Cultural Baggage and the 420 Drug War News are the little engines that could. But the fact is, we cannot do it without your help. Please give us a call, 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. We need your pledge. Okay, we're going to take a short little musical break to ponder the thought, what if God smoked cannabis? Okay, if you know drug prohibition is evil, a war that will never be won, then I'm asking you to send in your pledge. If you have $90 to pledge, we'll send you a copy of Ed Rosenthal's book. We have the Big Book of Buds, Why Marijuana Should Be Legal, Don't Get Busted, and a few others on hand. It's easy. Please call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. It's important that we hear from you. We've got Tammy and Dwayne, Steve and Cheryl are all here to answer the phones. Well, Steve's engineering. But we want to hear from you. Cultural Baggage and the 420s are important. People do battle on the waves of our mothership every day, looking to solve many of our nation's problems by informing our listeners of the truth and what can be done to solve those problems. The drug war is one problem that is huge. And as ugly as it is, we have a strong chance of being able to solve this in the next year or two, or at least making giant strides towards that end. If you enjoy the guests we have here, if you like having the chance to talk with them about your problems or concerns you may have, I must once again ask you to pick up the phone now and call 713-526-5738. Make a pledge. If you have 120, you can get one of the great KPFT t-shirts. They look great. Now, whatever you can afford to pledge is wonderful. If you have 120, well, of course we want it. But if you have less than 90, say you have 50 or 20 or $5, we need that too. Please give us a call. Now, if we can get some more pledges, we're going to bring in Us and Them to do some great anti-war songs. But in the meanwhile, we're going to bring in our co-host for the evening, a man who works for Pacifica Radio in Oakland, California, the guru of ganja, the author of more than a dozen books on cannabis, Ask Ed in the cannabis magazines, the man who was arrested and convicted by the feds for growing medical marijuana for the sick and dying of Oakland, California, Mr. Ed Rosenthal. Hello, Ed.
Hi.
Good evening, sir.
It's really good to be on KPFT.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you so much taking the time to be with us. Ed, we're having our pledge drive. I know you guys do the same battles out there. And I think it's important that folks here in Houston get to hear the truth from, a gentleman who's fought many of these battles with the feds. And Ed, for those who may not know, tell the folks who you are and what you've been doing for this past year, who you've been fighting.
I'm a writer and a researcher and was asked by the city of Oakland to grow marijuana for medical patients. And I was deputized to that purpose, and then the feds didn't recognize the deputization. The judge didn't allow the jury to hear all the issues or to hear our theory of the case or to even allow us to have the witnesses that we wanted to have. And I was found guilty on three counts of cultivation of marijuana. And then within 2 hours of leaving the jury box, the jury found out the whole truth. And they recanted their decision. They said that they were wrong, and they said that they felt that they had been duped and conned by the judge. And ultimately, I was given a sentence of 1 day time served and 3 years probation. And now we're appealing it, because if my appeal wins, depending on what we win on, it could change the marijuana laws in the entire country.
I think it's going to happen just as you say, Ed. The cowardice of the Bush administration is really becoming obvious. They think they're great drug warriors, but terror warriors, but they're just not being very effective in logically going about anything they do.
Well, it's apparent now that the charge that Saddam Hussein had weapons or of mass destruction or nuclear weapons was just a ruse to go in. It's apparent that the Bush administration lied to the public and to the people. And what I don't understand, it just really confuses me. Clinton lied over a couple of sexual picadillos and they wanted to impeach him. And here this fellow lies to the American people, gets us into a war where American troops are dying every day, and he says, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. And the press doesn't really cover it as if it's a serious issue. And actually, this could be a treasonable offense. I'd like to know exactly why Bush wanted to get us into the war. Whose pocket was he lining and doing it? And I don't think all of that's come out yet. But, you know, there's something else that's more important right now, and that is KPFT, because I know that even in Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, where I live, that KPFA is, even here, a signal in the wilderness. And I'm sure in Texas you have the same, in Austin you have the same kind of problem, in that the media is so concentrated and in so few hands that it's hard to get an independent voice out there, which makes KPFT even more important to people. It's probably the most important news medium that most people in that area have.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ed. It is Houston. We're Houston.
Houston, I'm sorry.
The gulag Austin, city.
But Houston, yes. And, you know, and it's not only the the news, but it's also the cultural programming, and which is just as important, because it's music and cultural affairs that you just would not hear, that you don't hear on any other station, that you don't read in the local papers or magazines. So it's extremely important that KPFT be supported.
You bet, Ed. I know that, you know, many people try to stand in the way. You know, the FCC, the son of the Secretary of State is head of the FCC now, and they're really trying to shut down communication in America. They're really trying to, you know, take away all our mechanisms for having, you know, free speech.
You know, yesterday was the 100th birthday of George Orwell.
Yes.
And KPFA, the local station here, was playing excerpts from some of his novels, notably 1984. And some of the things that he was talking about happening in 1984, in that book, where people were constantly being watched, constantly being monitored, every word of theirs being perhaps recorded or listened to, that's what's beginning to happen here under the police state that the federal government would, under this administration, would try to impose. So it's extremely important that we get back to get KPFT really on a strong path so that it can do everything that it can to oppose it.
Absolutely right, Ed. I during this week, I called a few of my friends out there. Here's one that gentleman I'm sure you know well, Keith Straup. He's going to tell us what he thinks of the situation.
I'm Keith Straup. I'm the founder and executive director of Normal in Washington, D.C. We've got to stand up and say no to the Drug Enforcement Administration and the RAVE Act. The Normal chapter and the SFD chapter at Billings, Montana, had a fundraiser scheduled about 2-3 weeks ago. The DEA came in and started waving the RAVE Act around to the venue owners. It was the Eagles Club, by the way, hardly a group of druggies. And they told them that if even one person was caught smoking a joint at the fundraiser, the venue could be fined up to $250,000. With that sort of threat hanging over their head, it didn't take long before the venue decided to pull the plug on the concert. And by doing that, the DEA successfully achieved what they were after, and that is they wanted to stifle dissent. What we all need to do is to stand up and be heard. And so I applaud what you're doing in Houston.
Again, that was Keith Straup. Ed, you know, he's telling it like it is. Every which way they can, the government is trying to shut down our free speech. Am I right?
Well, that's right, especially under Ashcroft. And what we're seeing is the criminalization of dissent. And what they would like to do is imply that anybody who's opposed to their policies is in dissent and therefore is not patriotic and so on. And, you know, just think of what they just tried to do. They had a bill that would have allowed money to be used in partisan races where people were opposing the administration drug policy.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It didn't pass, but that's where they'd like to go with it, where they're actually using government money to fund partisan, just one side, a partisan side of a campaign.
Folks, I want to tell you something. There is nowhere else in Houston that you can hear Ed Rosenthal. You will not hear the truth that this man is able to relay anywhere else in this town. And KPFT is our mothership. KPFT deserves your support. And I hope that Cultural Baggage deserves your support as well. I urge you to please give us a call, 713-526-5738. I want to hear those phones ringing, folks. We need your support.
How much does it cost to join?
What, $35 basic membership.
And to get a book, how much is it?
Okay, we've got...
Those are signed copies. All of the books are signed.
Right. We've got that set up at the $90 pledge level.
At the $90 pledge level.
Yes.
So $90, that's 25 cents a day.
Yeah.
That's what it comes to. So that's more than... That's the same price or less than your newspaper.
Sure. Sure. It's 50 cents for a newspaper here.
If you listen to it for 24 hours a day, it would be just almost just about a penny an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And folks, it's important that we maintain our strength so that we can do battle against these government, truly government and corporate media whores, I call them. Ed, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. We're going to do a little interval with us and them. They're going to do us a Pink Floyd song. Give us just 1 second. Okay, Michael, what song did you guys want to play for us?
Going to do Dogs of War.
Dogs of War, one of my favorites. That sounds great. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and hear it. Dogs of War. ¶¶ Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take another little break here. Steve, will you go ahead and play a track here? Let's play Richard Cowan, track 10. And we'll be right back, folks, in just a second.
George W. Bush and suppression of medical cannabis is killing vastly more people and causing vastly more human suffering than even Saddam Hussein could in his worst days. And this is something that the cannabis movement and the peace movement and progressive people every place have to address. People in the who are protesting and being in favor of doing something about poverty in the third world, if they aren't addressing medical cannabis, they are ignoring something that has an enormous impact on millions of people. And a lot of them say, "Oh, I can't talk about cannabis because I'm too serious." Well, if they're too serious to, they can't talk about mass murder, then they have their priorities all screwed up. And that really was my basic point to them there. And the cannabis movement and progressive people every place need to address this issue.
Now, because of the war on drugs and because of war on marijuana, our judicial system is once again tainted by informants at every level. We have more nomenclature for informants than any country in the history of law. We've got material informants, percipient informants. We've got reliable informants. We've got informational sources. We've got CIs. We've got participatory informants. We've got cooperating defendants. And it goes on. And we've developed a whole lexicon of legal principles that apply to revelation of informants and use of informants. But the bottom line, my friends, is that we swim in a sea of snitches nowadays.
Okay, there you go, folks. Listener-sponsored radio. We ain't professionals. We ain't been to school, but we're doing you a good job best we can. Give us a second here. We're going to try to work out the details. Ed, I tell you what. If you would, tell them what it is you're up against. What's next for you insofar as the appeal battle?
Yes, well, my appeal is very interesting because I'm appealing on issues that could affect people everywhere in the United States. The first is the ninth issue, the Ninth Amendment. And you know that during, before the Constitution and up until 1968, marijuana was legal in the United States. People had the right to use it. So just like alcohol prohibition, we think that in order to make marijuana illegal, they really should have passed an amendment, a constitutional amendment. And since they haven't, all the laws are void. And then the second thing is that in the Ninth Amendment, which says that those rights of the people not enumerated in the Constitution remain with the people, one of the other things is that people have a right to seek medicines for their health. And that's been known as a common law right for hundreds, maybe even going on 1,000 years. And so we feel that the medical laws are in violation of that. Then there's the 10th Amendment, which is the states' rights. And states were given the right and the duty to deal with their citizens' health. And it wasn't left to the federal government or given to the federal government. So, therefore, the states have a right, as California voters did, to say that medical marijuana is legal and that the federal government should respect that. Then the third thing is that, the marijuana laws, the connection of the federal government to the marijuana laws is the Interstate Commerce Clause of the Constitution. And the marijuana that I was growing, actually I was growing starter plants so that patients could grow their own, and that was it was grown in California by Californians for Californians. It was used in California, was recommended by California doctors to California patients. So we fail to see where interstate commerce comes into this, and without interstate commerce, there's no nexus there. And then there are other things. For instance, I was deputized by the city under a federal law which said that any city, state, or federal officer conducting government business, which is what I was doing, is free from prosecution. And yet I wasn't was immune from prosecution, and yet the judge didn't allow people to hear that, didn't allow the jurors to hear that. So we think that that's a good reason for reversal. Those are the basic things. And let's say, for instance, that the court upholds 885D, that's the immunity clause. That means that city and state governments all over the United States could immunize officers and make them free, immune from federal prosecution.
As well they should. Okay, we're going to try again here at Take Two to see if we can't get us and them hooked up right. And again, like I said, we don't know it all, but we can figure it out. And we'll bring you some good entertainment. Somebody called and they wanted to ask, what is Cultural Baggage? And I want to tell you, Cultural Baggage is a show that we're trying to prove the outrageous lies of the cops, the judges, the politicians, and the drug lords. And we're trying to quash this 88-year-old drug war. And that's basically what we do. In a typical week, we let you call in and talk to those judges and ask your comments and express your concerns. So we're going to try again here to bring on us and them. Are you guys about ready? All right.
You got bass in there?
Dogs of war,
the other thing,
and men of hate. No, cause they don't discriminate. Discovery is to be disowned. A currency is flesh and bone. Hell opened up and put on sale. Gather round and haggle. Hard cash we will like.
Thank you guys so much. I want to get back to Ed here in just a second, but I want to point out something. Here in Houston, Texas, the Gulag city of the Gulag nation of this world, the writing is writ large upon the wall. It's all across Texas. But even here, our own police chief nailed it when he said this week on Monday, this is a quote, criminal defendants in Texas are at the mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice. That's the end of the quote. The police chief also called our local policy, quote, trial by ambush. That is a Texas criminal justice problem, end quote. So even the police chief saying it out loud. Folks, you out there listening, please say it out loud. Make that phone ring. Give us a call, 713-526-5738. We're fighting for your rights. We're fighting to keep you out of prison. And, you know, it's not going to happen by some magic osmosis. We need your support. Keep KPFT, Cultural Baggage, and the 420 Drug War News on the air and in the face of these lying weasels. Ed, are you out there, bud?
I'm here.
All right, Ed. Yeah, you know, we have so many good friends, so many intelligent people who use marijuana that it disproves all the lies of the government. You know, we're fighting a battle here in Texas to restore justice to our society, and I think we're winning. And it's just going to take many, many of us standing up to these people. Am I right?
I think that the American public is getting wise to Bush. Oh, his approval rating is slipping on a daily basis. And it's just unfortunate that the politicians who went along with him didn't realize how dangerous going to war really is. And besides that, I don't know about in Houston, but here in California, we're in a depression. We're in a major depression. There's you can see it on the highways. There's no traffic. Where there'd be traffic jams, there's no traffic. You can see it in the stores where aisles are vacant. There's a tremendous amount of unemployment, and in fact, even housing has begun to slip. And I think that the rest of the country is feeling that as well.
Oh, Ed, 15th of July makes 1 year I've been without a job. I understand totally. And, you know, it is strange that I've noticed here in Houston the traffic has thinned out, and I hadn't really thought of the reason why. You know, and I guess that's it. It's this Bush economy that's destroying us all, you know. We can't listen to the Rupert Murdochs and the Fox and the CNN. None of those guys have our future in mind. They have profits for their corporate masters in mind. And we've got to do battle against them. Folks, please give us a call, 713-526-5738. Folks out there, you've seen this madness of this drug war in action, you know. People injured, your friends taken to jail, homes invaded, rights denied, all in the name of drug war. And for 88 years, we've been fighting an ever-escalating battle against those we, quote, suspect have chemical weapons that will somehow destroy our society. And, well, that's why we now have more than 2 million U.S. prisons in prison, 2 million U.S. citizens in prison for using these chemicals, like cocaine, heroin, or marijuana. If you think the drug war news is important, we need to hear from you. We only have this one show during the pledge drive, and it must count for our tally. We need to hear from you during this one late night hour.
You know, though, Dean, Your show is great, but that's not all they get. I mean, they get 24 hours a day of programming.
Well, good point, Ed.
65.
Good point.
And whether it's your show, which is so important, or shows on politics, the cultural shows, this is a bargain. It's not just, I know that you want them to support the one program, but in supporting the one program, they're also supporting the entire station, and in fact, the entire Pacifica network.
Well, you're absolutely right, Ed, and there's a broad spectrum. There's a, we represent different ethnic races, nationalities, and ethnicities here at this station. You can hear it at 24 hours a day, and it is to be appreciated and supported.
And as you know, this is just like freedom. They say that nobody gives you freedom. You have to fight for it.
You bet.
And even with KPFT and the whole Pacifica network, an oligarchy was trying to take it over and actually sell it out and leave with golden parachutes of some sort. And it took the people in all the different stations all over the country to assure that the Pacifica network would remain free and independent.
Ed, my engineer Steve Nolan tells me we have some pledges he wants to report on. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, yeah, we got a couple of pledges in. Roger called in and did his pledge, renewed his membership. And then Kaylee called in. She gave a $150 pledge.
Hey, Kaylee.
So we want to thank Kaylee for donating to Cultural Baggage to help keep us on the air.
You bet. Thank you. All right, folks. It's good to hear that you're calling in. We would like to hear from you. Our number, 713-526-5738. You know, folks, Pink Floyd, many of us love Pink Floyd. They were perhaps the best band ever. Well, everybody's got their favorites, but they were instrumental in some small ways for helping to end the Soviet Empire. They were there as the Berlin Wall fell, as the people of that nation accepted their music and realized the truth that came from their songs. And, you know, they helped cause a whole damn communist regime to collapse. They were there.
That wasn't the only regime, Dean. Their song, Another Brick in the Wall.
Yes.
That was used in Soweto, where there would be big marches and people would be singing, "We don't want your education." And they banned all of Pink Floyd records in South Africa during the last stages of the apartheid regime.
Powerful band, right? I'm going to talk with us and them here for just a minute. Michael, you guys have a website? Could folks go learn a little bit about your band? Where is it?
Of course. It's www.usandthemband.com.
Usandthemband.com. Mm-hmm. All right. And, Randy, if you would, tell me, you know, what is Pink Floyd to you? We're talking about their historical significance. What is Pink Floyd to you?
Well, we basically like to try to spread the gospel of Floyd. I mean, they had so much to say over the last 30 years. It's just incredible, and it's amazing how one band can be right on the money in every message that they portray to the public, and we're just trying to do it in a small part in our own way. Get a lot of people to come up to us and say, "Wow, I never was into Floyd. Came out and checked out the show, and now they're buying Floyd CDs."
I hear you.
Personally, I hope that in some way that'll help them kind of open their eyes to, you know, what's going on now, because the songs that were written in, you know, back in the 70s about the wall, it's, you know, just perfect what's
still
happening today.
Yeah, and it ties very much into, I think, the KPFT mindset that folks should support by calling.
Absolutely.
713-526-5738. Folks, not a lot of these shows are willing to bring in a band. I'm taking a chance. I expect you to call in and show that you support what we're doing. 713-526-5738. And you guys are playing Pennington's tomorrow?
Pennison's.
Yeah.
It's over in Copperfield on Cherry Park Drive.
Well, folks, I invite you. I've been to their concert. They do wonderful shows. I want you guys to do us another song here in just a minute. Ed, are you still there, bud?
I'm here.
Okay. Ed, you know, I envision a day, and not too distant future, when we can stop this war upon our own nation. This drug war has gone on for far too long. I realize that for the most part, you know, you discuss medical marijuana, but you realize the abuses that apply to the other drugs as well. How is that situation in California?
You mean with other drugs?
Hard drugs, as I call them.
Well, we had another proposition on the ballot that the voters passed called Proposition 36.
Yes.
And according to that proposition, people who are in simple possession of drugs are no longer jailed. They're arrested, but then they're sent through rehabilitation, and they don't actually go to prison. And even if they relapse a few times, that's still not cause for prison.
Well, that's great. We just had a bill pass here, and I'm still trying to learn what it is. The governor signed it last week. It's called House Bill 2886, and it has something in there that people who are busted for less than 5 dosage units, and some people are telling me that means a gram, will have the, if not option, or somehow treatment will be more available to those people. And I hope that comes out.
Well, that shows that the harm reduction strategy and the harm reduction paradigm is gaining favor. And in other words, there are 2 ways of looking at it. You can get a body count, try and arrest as many people as possible and ruin their lives, or you can try to reduce the harm that drugs do. And there are a lot of ways to do it. For instance, needle exchange is one way, so that even if people are using drugs, that way they don't get AIDS or hepatitis C. Another thing would be if they can get needles, then they're approachable. Another thing is I know this is controversial, but in Holland they actually have places all over Amsterdam where people can get their methadone maintenance. And then there's and I think that there are a lot of other methods of having a harm reduction without putting people in prison.
Oh, sure.
You know, then there's a certain number of people who have decided that they are going to be associated with drugs throughout their lives. And I'm not talking about marijuana, which is relatively benign. I'm talking about drugs that, you know, do serious damage, things like amphetamine. Now, if a person doesn't want to stop using drugs, there's no way of stopping them from using them. Even if they're in prison, they'll be using them. So I don't see that putting a person in prison for the simple use of the drugs is doing anything for society. What we should do is mitigate the harm that person might do to society, and also to mitigate the harm that those drugs do to that person.
You bet, Ed. There is a better way. There's lots of better ways, certainly many better than what we're doing now. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go back to Us and Them, do another quick little song. Guys, go ahead. What are you going to play?
Mother.
Mother, please do. Yes, thank you. Ed, you know, we're not getting a lot of pitches out here. They told me that bringing a band on people would just sit and listen and wouldn't call. Folks, don't prove me wrong. Call 713-526-5738. We need to hear from you.
It's just so important that that people support KPFT. You can't, just listening to it isn't enough. You have to become an active participant. And the first step in that is to support KPFT. It's so important. It's a beacon in the wilderness.
It is, Ed. And there's only five stations across America, and we've got to fight so we can do battle with the government and with the corporate media. Folks, our number, 713-526-5738.
Say that again.
713-526-5738. I think I heard a phone somewhere. That's a good sound.
Yeah,
all right.
Working.
Is that you out there, Otis?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, bud? We getting any calls?
Whatever you said, say it again.
All right.
Give them the number again. Maybe they didn't know it.
They forgot. 713-526-5738. You tell them, Ed.
Two open phone lines.
Well,
two people call.
Three
people call. We have a bingo.
Premiums tonight.
Yeah, Ed, that's right. Folks, if you call in at the $90 pledge level, we'll give you a copy of one of Ed Rosenthal's autographed books. The man has written more than a dozen about growing, about staying out of jail for using, et cetera, et cetera. The man has many beautiful, the Big Book of Buds, wonderful, wonderful pictures.
Full-color book.
Yes, oh, it's fabulous.
It shows buds of all different varieties that are available from commercial seed breeders in Holland and Canada.
And folks, I mean, we play this music so, you know, you'll be entertained a bit, so you'll realize that cultural baggage tries to... I mean, we brought you Judge Gray, Judge James P. Gray, last week. We've brought you Milton Friedman, a Nobel Prize winner. You're hearing us on a Thursday night. Maybe many of you folks don't know who and what we are. You know, we have brought you senators from Canada. We bring you members of the European Parliament. We are trying to show the truth about this drug war, and we're trying to end it on your behalf for the sake of your children. And please, give us a call, 713-526-5738. We just need to hear from you.
713-526-5738.
Well, I mean, I give them my Tulia updates typically during the week. I think I've had three Tulia reports here in Houston on my 420s this week. And folks may not be aware that you and I were with Dennis Bernstein last Friday on Flashpoints reporting on Tulia, the scandal of Tulia, the stigma of Mr. Tom Coleman, the roaming itinerant Lone Coleman up there arresting 10% of the black population of the city.
Let's go through some of the other books.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. You know him better than I, Ed. I don't have...
There's a book that's called Don't Get Busted, and this book is about how to avoid intersections with police and how to walk away from them as a free person. And I wrote this book with, you know, I was a expert witness for a number of years, and I wrote this book with some of the law attorneys that I worked with, and it's an incredible book. It's not about the laws. It's not about what the law is in Texas. It's about how to avoid the consequences of the law. So that's a very important book for people to have. And then we have there are a number of other books, such as Marijuana Success Indoors, and that book it's a tour through people's successful gardens. It's really a beautiful full color book. Those are just a few of them. They can just call in. What was that number for them to call in?
It is 713-526-5738. Folks, we really do want to hear from you. I respect the whole community of KPFT. We have many wonderful people down here. You should get involved. You should come down and answer the phones. You should become a listener, supporter of this station. It's very important. It's in my opinion, it's part of being a good citizen. And I would appreciate you giving us a call. 713-526-5738. Ed, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I do want to just give you a big thank you. It's wonderful that you're willing to spend an hour with us tonight and help us with the pitch. I want to point out to the listeners that I don't know when we're going to be back. It may be on the second Friday of July, but we hope you'll join us whenever it is, and I'll try to let you know on the 420s. But it's important that we hear from you. We just got a couple of minutes left. If you've been listening to the music and kind of holding off, please give us a call, 713-526-5738. Now, one thing I did want to say, there was a study just released today from the Center for Public Integrity, and it's available online at www.publicintegrity.org/PM. And what it says, they reviewed 11,000 cases in the United States just at random across all the 50 states, and 2,017 of them showed, prosecutorial misconduct. In other words, the DA screwed it up by trying to convict people without valid evidence.
Well, in my case, the federal prosecutor, this is what the judge said. The judge said that the federal prosecutor misled the grand jury.
Well, yeah, it's common. They want a victory.
Then the funniest thing, then he said, but it's harmless error. So here this fellow lied to the grand jury, and the judge said it's okay. It's okay for the government to lie to the jury. That's what the judge was saying.
It's just crazy how they get away with it day after year after decade. It just goes on. Folks, please give us a call, 713-526-5738. Whenever my next show is, my guest is going to be Catherine Austin Fitz, and we have just a little clip from her telling us about Pacifica.
My name is Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm president of Solari. I am a great believer in independent media. I was assistant secretary of housing in the first Bush administration, and what I learned was that a free media is the most important thing standing between us and the abyss. If everyone would support KPFT Radio, they're great. I think they're doing great things. Support them with everything they're doing in fighting the FEC so that we can have independent media.
Catherine Austin Fitz, she's well-known in the reform community. I guess we're just about out of time. I thank you, sir. I'm sure we'll be talking soon. And good night, sir.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being with you.
All right, Ed. Good night. Again, we had with us tonight Us and Them. That's usandthemband.com. They're going to be at Pennison's tomorrow night, the 27th. It's Cherry Park at Highway 6. We'll hope you be there. I might see you. It's going to be a great show. And I guess we're going to go ahead and run our usual outro, Steve 16, if you will. And, folks, thank you for listening. One more chance to call us, 713-526-5738. For my producer, Steve Nolan, this is Dean Becker for Cultural Baggage, the unvarnished truth.